Nalu FM Finance Podcast. Insight into the financial markets.
I would estimate the global AMC market to exceed probably $1 trillion and its growth rate to be within the low double digits. Come on, that's massive.
This podcast is powered by Vesta, the engine behind active management. Vesta is a Switzerland-based fintech startup that provides software for issuers of actively managed certificates to automate their value chain fully. Visit Vesta, V-E-S-T-R.com, to schedule a meeting with an expert and to learn more about Vesta.
Thank you, Fabio, for taking the time. I'm here with Fabio Oertle, Head of Structured Products and AMC at ISP. ISP stands for Investment Solution Partners. And we're here today to talk about the AMC business, actively managed certificates business. Let's start right away. What is the importance of the AMC business at ISP for you?
Hi, Stefan. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. We got the ball rolling at ISP for the AMC project early in 2020. Based on my team's experience, we saw a significant potential in this market and therefore decided to enter. Roughly a year later, I can look back on an absolutely astonishing demand from our clientele in regards of AMCs, which couldn't make it any clearer that we took the right decision to enter the market. Therefore, yes, AMCs are very important for ISP. However, regarded from the big picture, and as you know, ISP already exists since more than 30 years, employs more than 50 professionals, and therefore, AMCs are just one of many diversified services and products offered by ISP. But there's no way of downplaying the importance of AMCs, both for ISP and the general market.
And I mean, you reflected just on how much you had success, but I think overall, AMCs has been very successful. Why do you think that is?
The increase in asset managed through AMCs over the last few years has been truly exceptional. Based on that, yes, one can definitely say that it has been a massive success story. Behind most of such astonishing growth stories, there is a solution that fulfills customers' needs. In the case of actively managed certificates, the customers are the professional asset managers which manage the wealth of their end clients.
I mean, you touched a little bit on it, but can you go a little bit more into detail what the added value is of an AMC for asset managers or external asset managers then?
Sure. In short, it's making their work life much easier, more efficient, and less costly. The gain in efficiency helps the asset manager to focus on his core function, which is asset allocation. Through AMCs, he spares tons of time with cumbersome trade allocation, settlement instructions, and other administrative work. We observe day by day that these simple but crucial advantages are the reasons why asset managers choose to work via AMCs.
I mean, that's a lot of the boring stuff basically is taken care of in here as well. But if you just take a little bit more step back, what are sort of the general benefits and advantages of AMCs?
Well, frankly speaking, there's numerous benefits. Let's focus on one of the most important ones to start with: efficiency. An AMC saves an asset manager a lot of time. How it works is that for all his clients, the asset manager only has to manage one single product. For a few of his smaller clients, the AMC manager might subscribe, for example, the AMC for 20,000 Swiss francs. For another bunch of his bigger clients, he might buy 1 million each. If then the asset manager decides to invest 2% of his overall model portfolio in a certain stock, like for example Coca-Cola, he simply does the rebalancing just once within the AMC and not several times on an individual client account level. Like this, the asset manager can spare hundreds of single client booking against often different custodian banks. Additionally, he saves time of cumbersome calculations in order to allocate trades to the unequally large client accounts. In sum, this efficiency does not only save time, but obviously also costs. All this enables an asset manager a unique opportunity to scale his business by allowing him to manage several hundreds of end clients in a very easy and efficient way.
I mean, there clearly are some very good advantages for using AMCs on the efficiency side, but are there also other benefits you can still think of unrelated to efficiency?
Sure. Another beauty of AMCs is that some of the providers offer state-of-the-art reporting and rebalancing tools. You can compare those web-based solutions to a very professional online banking or portfolio management tool. They generate daily reports about the asset manager's current holdings. They show important risk and performance metrics and allow the asset manager to inform his clients through brief management summaries. The sometimes even customizable reports can then easily be distributed among the investor base. As you can surely imagine, such a tool needs years of development. That's why ISP has decided to enter a strategic partnership with a Swiss fintech called Vestr, which is one of the market's best, if not the best, lifecycle management tool for AMCs. Last but not least, AMCs help an asset manager to promote himself by allowing him to build a track record. The performance of the AMC will be tracked on a daily basis and is made public and available to all of his investors. It's something independent and measurable that an asset manager can show to his existing, but especially also to his prospective clientele.
Obviously, you touched on it. You're not the only one at ISP offering AMCs, but what makes your ISP's AMC offering particularly unique?
What my team and I have tried to achieve over the past year was kind of to analyze the whole value chain of AMCs from A to Z and have for each link between the value chain the absolute best solution. Therefore, it's not really a single feature that makes ISP's AMCs unique, but rather the complete offering with several key differentiators.
Could you maybe highlight some of these key differentiators?
Sure, there's a couple of things that sets us apart from our competition. First of all, as mentioned before, we've entered this collaboration with Vestr that allows us to offer our clients a truly unique lifecycle management tool. Another prime collaboration we entered was together with one of the world's largest electronic trading platform called Interactive Brokers. This enables our asset managers to execute their trades within an AMC at much more competitive rates than you would get from a traditional bank. Furthermore, as a Swiss FINMA regulated and licensed securities house, ISP is equipped with a very experienced AMC trading desk, which enables the AMC managers to also access less liquid or even unlisted instruments.
That sounds very appealing. Now, I mean, you and I have been talking about your platform for quite a while and we've been in contact for a while. But I think you probably left one of the key differentiators to the end.
You're absolutely right, Stefan. Even though the other aspects already help us a lot to convince our clients to do AMCs with ISP, I've saved a key differentiator for last.
Would you like to share it with us?
Of course. We issue our AMCs out of SPVs.
SPV really stands for something, and it's an abbreviation. Would you like to explain it, please?
Of course. SPV stands for Special Purpose Vehicle. Contrary to the common thought, an SPV is nothing complex at all. It can best be compared to an empty balance sheet.
And is there something that is an added value for an investor or an asset manager when they use such a structure like an SPV?
Yes, it mitigates the so-called issuer risk. Traditional structured products and AMCs of banks unfortunately bear such issuer risk. When AMCs are issued out of an SPV, this counterparty risk is mitigated.
Can you explain this to our listeners how that actually happens?
Well, an AMC, like every structured product, is a so-called certificate to be differentiated from a fund, right? When you use a traditional AMC at the bank, that certificate will be part of the bank's balance sheet. On that bank's balance sheet, there is hundreds, if not thousands, of liabilities, such as other AMCs, structured products, short and long-term debt of the bank, and also other liabilities of other departments of that bank. Theoretically and explained in a simplified way, if the bank as the issuer of the AMC gets in some sort of trouble and does not manage to repay some of those liabilities, the AMC might experience a severe drop in value. In the worst case, if the bank defaults, it might well be even a total loss. And this even though the assets within the AMC are still very much intact and might even have no decrease in value at all. This tail risk is a risk that many asset managers do not want to live with. Everyone knows it's a small risk, but we've all seen that in rare cases, it can and it does happen.
Yeah, I mean, probably the most recent we still can remember very much is Lehman, which probably is a prominent case here.
Absolutely. Therefore, hundreds of client interactions made us recognize the imminent demand to mitigate this kind of issue risk. Imagine many of the asset managers control a big part of their clients' wealth through AMCs. That's exactly the reason why we came up with the solution of SPVs.
So how exactly then does an SPV mitigate the issue risk?
Now the situation with SPVs, it's very much different. You do not have this typical issue risk. The backbone of this is that every one of our AMC managers does get his own SPV.
And how does this work inside the SPV then?
Once you issue the AMC out of the SPV, the certificate will become the SPV's first balance sheet entry on the liability side. The cash paid by the investors for the AMC will flow directly to the other side of the balance sheet, the assets of the SPV. Now there's two important things to understand here. First, the value of the certificate fluctuates directly with the value of the assets held by the SPV. Secondly, and that's a jumping point, there's nothing else in the SPV, nothing but the AMC and its assets. No other liability, no other business activity, no other AMC within the SPV that could potentially dip into the assets of your AMC. That's how the traditional issue risk is being mitigated.
Now you mentioned that, you know, for every AMC there's a dedicated or single SPV that the asset manager becomes. Isn't that associated with a lot of work and cost?
We do indeed launch a new SPV for each of our asset manager clients. For us, that was an absolute must feature in our setup. We wanted to make sure that our AMCs are as safe as it can get. It was our nightmare scenario to think of an AMC being contaminated by another one that the asset manager cannot influence. So we've been consulted by one of Switzerland's best law firms to make absolutely sure that our SPVs are fully ring-fenced and bankruptcy remote. But we've also managed to find a prime partner, probably the best when it comes to corporate services worldwide, that supports us in everything around these SPVs. With that strategic partner, we managed to develop already outstanding and highly efficient teamwork and processes that allow us to issue AMCs out of SPVs in a very time and cost efficient manner.
Now, you and I are probably quite familiar what SPVs are, but are investors, do they understand what they're getting?
Surprisingly, very much so. To be very honest with you, I expected more headwind and more education to be necessary around the topic of SPVs. I anticipated prejudices and criticism due to such structures having been misused during the 2008 financial crisis for CDOs and similar. But no, I was very positively surprised that the vast majority of clients we've talked to in the past year didn't have any skepticism at all. However, it's also not like SPVs are something new or unknown. It actually exists already since almost half a century, right? It shows me that most asset managers have realized that the SPVs itself are a very practical tool when they are used in the correct manner and for the right purpose.
Fair point. Now let's leave SPVs behind and think about how AMCs works. Actively managed certificates, there are sort of two main styles, the fund style versus the certificate style. In your view, what are the benefits and advantages of each style?
Well, first of all, the difference between fund style and certificate style is best described by looking at what happens when investors buy the AMC in the secondary market. In a fund style AMC, the cash proceeds would flow directly to the cash component of the AMC. Nothing happens with this cash until the day the AMC manager takes a decision on how to invest that new money. In a certificate-style AMC, however, the incoming money would be immediately and automatically invested into the current portfolio constituents according to their current relative weightings. So it's very easy to see the advantages of both. If you are a relatively small to medium-sized asset manager, you typically do not have daily or even weekly in or outflows within your AMC. In those cases, the fund style AMC is suited best, as it gives the AMC manager time to think about how to invest the occasionally incoming funds. If you, however, expect very frequent and daily in and outflows of your AMC, a certificate style AMC would surely be the better fit. In the end, as always, the client is king and he decides which version he prefers.
And which certificate style do you see the most growth right now in?
Oh, in my view, that's clearly the fund style certificates.
And why do you think that is?
First and foremost, at ISP, we see a very one-sided demand for fund style certificates.
And you think that is, why do you think that is?
Well, certificate style AMCs are winning the race against fund style AMCs when the AMC manager expects a very busy secondary market. A very busy secondary market is clearly correlated with the size of the AMC manager and its assets under management. So it's typically the bigger and sizable banks that are looking for such certificate style AMCs. In the area of 50 million or rather 100 million AUM per AMC, certificate style AMCs, however, fully compete with funds. Now, these bigger players, furthermore, often already have their own sophisticated tools to efficiently manage their clients' assets. Consequently, it's especially the small to medium-sized asset managers that profit the most from AMCs, since those are typically not having a very frequent in and outflow of the AMC. The fund style certificate is perfect and tailor-made for them.
Now, you mentioned funds and that AMCs are competition in a sense to funds. How would you convince a bigger asset manager then to launch an AMC instead of a fund?
Well, Stefan, as everything, both funds and AMCs have their pros and cons. Where AMCs certainly shine is when it comes to costs. Everyone knows that funds carry substantial fixed and recurring fees, also closely related to the heavy legal workload. Secondly, AMCs are not only substantially cheaper, they also enjoy a massively quicker time to market. While AMCs are set up within a few weeks only, a typical fund easily takes several months to be incorporated. Last but not least, AMCs are surely much more flexible when it comes to product design compared to funds. One of the main reasons behind this fact is surely the lower regulatory requirements. So bottom line, our clients' feedback over the past few years was that funds are only worth looking at starting from 50 or even 50 million Swiss franc upwards. But still then, in certain circumstances, AMCs could be the better solution to serve an asset manager's demand.
Now, you clearly have experience in great growth or very strong growth at ISP in the AMC market, but we also see this with everybody who's currently participating in the market. What do you think is the growth rate currently, and how big is the overall AMC market? As I'm asking this because most AMCs are private placements, so it's very difficult to get public information about it.
You're absolutely right. AMCs have grown at an astonishing rate over the past decade. To be honest, I haven't seen any official numbers, but I would estimate the global AMC market to exceed probably $1 trillion and its growth rate to be within the low double digits. But come on, that's massive. However, even though the increase in AUMs over the last decade has been absolutely incredible, I'm convinced there is still plenty of asset managers that are not yet familiar with AMCs. Therefore, I'm very optimistic that this amazing growth story will continue in the upcoming years.
Great. Thank you very much, Fabio. I really much appreciate that you take the time here. Now, I have one question I like to ask everybody. And that is your favorite three Feynman's movies and why. I mean, one is enough, but I'll take also happily three.
All right, yes, for sure. First of all, I have to say that I love movies that are based on a true story. The first fact-based movie that comes to my mind that also has somewhat of an educational aspect is The Big Short. There's a lot to learn about how different parts of the global financial markets interact with each other, how they depend on each other, how individuals play their roles in it, how greed, non-transparent structures, and wrong incentives can cause a huge historic financial crisis. It's simply a fantastic movie with a lot of entertainment and lessons to be learned. As my number two and three top finance movies, I would go for the two Wall Street movies with Michael Douglas. The first one, starring a then fantastic Charlie Sheen, was actually filmed in my year of birth, which makes it quite interesting for me. It shows the complexity and vast opportunities of a financial market already more than 30 years back. For both financially experienced and unexperienced eyes, these movies are well worth the watch. Especially for the younger generation, it gives you a very valuable insight on how the markets worked in the past, because in the end, that's the fundament of how they work today and how they will work in the future.
Nalu FM Finance Podcast. Insight into the financial markets.
This podcast is powered by Vesta, the engine behind active management. Vesta is a Switzerland-based fintech startup that provides software for issuers of actively managed certificates to automate their value chain fully. Visit Vesta, V-E-S-T-R.com, to schedule a meeting with an expert and to learn more about Vesta.